This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for joining us. In focus today, this year's International Symposium for Personal and Commercial Spaceflight, October 15th through the 17th at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. My guest today is Dr. Pat Hines of the New Mexico Space Grant Consortium. Dr. Hines, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Fred. It's my pleasure, and I'm glad to be back here.
It's great to have you with us. Yes, it's an annual visit to KRWG as we talk about this big event, your biggest event of the year. Of course, we
Absolutely.
Also hear during the year about the wonderful educational launches at our spaceport. But our subject today is really this big event this month. On October 15th, the Growing Community Partnership Luncheon kicks off the conference. Tell me about this.
Every year, I work with a team to create this symposium, and I realize that a lot of people in Las Cruces are not going to go to the big symposium, but I would like people to get a sense for what it is we're covering and what is important to our community this year about Spaceport America. And people are aware that Virgin is getting much closer to flight. And people are now looking more towards what is this upcoming influx of people to our community going to mean to us, and what the person I'm bringing into the Community Partnership Luncheon as our keynote speaker is a venture capitalist. He has been in to my show since 2007. He is a future astronaut. That is, he's bought a ticket on Virgin Galactic and he's bought a ticket on X-Corps Aerospace. That's the two-seat space plane. He's very interested in the space business. He made his money working initially with Elon Musk, who's co-founder of PayPal. Our keynote speaker, Michael Blum, set up PayPal in Germany. He's of German and American parents. And so now he lives in Las Vegas, and he's going to be driving his Tesla with his new baby to Las Cruces. He has friends in Las Cruces. And
of course, this is significant because the man you mentioned, Elon Musk, he actually started Tesla, the electric car company, as well as, correct me if I'm wrong, SpaceX,
that's
right?
Correct.
So he has a ticket with SpaceX as well as with the spaceports Virgin Galactic, both.
He has a X-Corps Aerospace is Jeff Grayson's company.
Oh, it's another one. It's a third one.
Third
okay.
One.
Wow.
Yeah. And the president of SpaceX, Gwynne Shotwell, will be at the symposium. Hmm. So they're going to set up a test stand for another one of their technologies, the vertical takeoff, vertical landing Grasshopper. They're going to do that at Spaceport America. But Michael, of course, is looking to our community to invest, hopefully, in our community someday. He sees this community, and he's been watching us since he's been coming to the symposium. He would like to see maybe where there is investment potential, and I wanted him. We need somebody outside our community. I mean, I love talking to you, and I love speaking about our work. And I love talking about my community, but I think everybody needs to have outside people come and look at us and tell us with a critical perspective, here's what I see.
So he's a venture capitalist. He's the guy that invests in new businesses, up-and-coming businesses, and probably also gets others to invest in them.
Yes, exactly.
He obviously has a personal interest in spaceflight. They already have purchased tickets with two different companies, but he believes in the spaceport, I take it, and is saying to investors, this is something you want to look at.
And you have
is
to come right? in at the right time, absolutely.
Okay. Now, is he going to talk in his presentation about what it will take for New Mexico to be the leader? We now have this legislation that we talked about last year that's been passed. That was one hurdle. That's been taken care of, hopefully, to give informed consent. That was a competitive challenge that the spaceport faced and now has hopefully gotten past that hurdle. Are there other hurdles that he's going to talk about?
He is going to address what he sees the big picture is for suborbital And that's what we're going to be doing for human suborbital spaceflight out of Spaceport America. The challenge he likely will not discuss but is looming out there now is we've got to get that road built from the interstate Upham exit to Spaceport America. Now, the concept that I came up with on one of my runs on how to explain the role of Spaceport America in the big picture of space is to make it an analogous situation to Mount Everest. So Summit in the space business, Summit is in Mount Everest, is the absolute gold standard for mountain climbers, for adventure travelers. Summit, Mount Everest. In the space business, orbit. Humans in orbit, that's the pinnacle for the space business as far as human space transportation goes. So we are base camp. Spaceport America and Las Cruces, base camp. As far as the space business, TRC is not base camp. Las Cruces is. And so if you're going to summit Mount Everest, there's four camps. You know, you go to base camp, and that's where all the experts are that help you get ready, acclimated, and equipped to summit. And that's what the symposium is those experts telling us here in our community. That's what the symposium has, 40 of the experts in the world that will tell us, how do we get to summit? The gold standard is orbit. Virgin Galactic will be building orbital platforms. SpaceX is already an orbital transportation company. Sent cargo this weekend to the International Space Station. So did Orbital Sciences, another commercial company that wanted us to partner with them in the 90s to build a spaceport here. Orbital Sciences will also be represented at the symposium. So we have the commercial crew commercial crew and cargo program that transports cargo and crew to the International Space Station, even though the shuttle program has been shut down.
You raise an interesting point with this, that the spaceport isn't just about space tourism,
no,
individuals going to space. It's also about educational launches. It's about taking materials into space for research, for supply. Do we have any sense now, Pat, about how this business will break down at Spaceport America, what the percentages are in terms of what the projections are for the business?
You know, I was at Mojave Air and Spaceport last week, mm-hmm. and what the guys at Mojave Air and Space told me last week, I sat with the president of the spaceship company, and his name is Kevin Matrix, or Masix. And Kevin said about 70% of his business at Mojave Air and Spaceport, he's building the spaceship for mm-hmm. Virgin Galactic and White Knight 2. Said about 70% of his work right now is commercial. That is for commercial companies like Richard Branson's company and also Paul Allen's company, Stratolauncher. So about 70% of his work right now is commercial. 30% is government.
Mm.
The government is a partner in the space business. The government used to be the only entity providing access to space in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's commercial.
Okay.
So the government is a partner at Spaceport America. For the last six launches that have been commercial launches out of Spaceport America, and I've paid for three of those and portions of, I think, five of them. For the first time, the last launch was I was a partner and NASA bought the rocket.
Mm.
So the government is now becoming a partner in the commercial enterprise of Spaceport America.
Okay, and speaking of the government, this is very important to our region. One of the guests that you have at the symposium is from NASA. And he will be talking about various issues related to NASA. And one thing you told me before we sat down today is that in 2020, it is expected that the International Space Station will be ramping down in 2020. And this could have a big effect on us locally because of the NASA White Sands Test Facility, where you tell me NASA says there are 650-some employees and a $39 million payroll.
Yes, and that's just for the NASA White Sands Test Facility, because we have the TDRS facility out there, and then there's other work that's being done by the government out there. So just the NASA White Sands Test Facility's job for NASA is they do the work on all the materials that interface with astronauts that are on the U.S. portion of the International Space Station. Every single thing that touches astronauts goes through NASA White Sands Test Facility. So it's tested, and the oxygen system that the astronauts use all goes and is designed and tested and refurbished and constantly supplied. White Sands Test Facility, who reports through Johnson Space Center up to Bill Gerstenmaier, who is the Associate Administrator for Human Exploration and Operations. So not only has Gerstmeier got the International Space Station, he's also got the launch programs that get humans and cargo to the International Space Stations, and all those companies will be represented at the symposium. So Orbital Sciences, SpaceX, United Launch Alliance, Sierra Nevada Corporation, Boeing, and I'm missing somebody.
That's okay. And he is the man who's going to be talking at the symposium that you've mentioned, Bill Gerstenmaier. Did
That's
I pronounce
correct.
That correctly? Good. From NASA. Amazing. It looks like $8 billion a year he's responsible for.
Yeah,
is that
that's
right?
Part of his portfolio.
Part of it.
Yeah, it's part of it.
My goodness.
I mean,
so folks, they want to hear him and go to the luncheon and or the entire symposium. You have registration online,
that's
right?
That's correct. You can walk in to the luncheon. That's September 15th. Doors open at 11:30. And with your lunch, you will also get, cost of registration is $50 to hear the lunch, the keynote speaker, tour the commercial space exhibit hall that is being set up as part of the symposium, but also a tour of Spaceport America goes with that lunch ticket.
Okay, and if you do a search for New Mexico Space Grant Consortium, you'll come to your website, right?
Yes, but you can just go to ispcs.com and get right to the website and register for the Community Partnership Luncheon.
Okay, ispcs.com.
International Symposium for Personal Commercial Spaceflight, ispcs.com.
There's a reason for that
or
acronym.
Or just come to the museum on Tuesday the 15th, and you can register at the door.
Okay, very good. And what time does the luncheon start?
11:30.
Okay, be there on time for sure.
Yeah. And the buses leave around 1:15 to go to Spaceport America.
Okay.
And the tour is conducted by Follow the Sun Tours, and they're wonderful. They want to take as much time at the spaceport as they can to give people an idea of what's going on out there. So it's a ride until we get that road built. You know, we have to go up to Tier C. And so it's kind of a drag. It's too long a ride. We should be able to get to Spaceport America from here in about 45 minutes if we get the road built.
All right.
That's another barrier we have to get solved.
Another hurdle. Well, speaking of online, while you're registering for the luncheon, if you go to the Las Cruces Sun News website, I know you can read your weekly column in the Las Cruces Sun News. And I'd like to get your thoughts about the column and the reactions you've been getting. You had a column this week, as a matter of fact, that dealt with the excitement at Spaceport America.
Yes, and we went out to, a number of us went out to Mojave Air and Spaceport, which is, like I said, where Virgin Galactic is having the spaceship built, and the White Knight 2, which is the aircraft carrying the spaceship. They were going to do a test flight, and it was too windy. It was freezing cold. It was like 50 degrees and 50-mile-an-hour winds. So, as usual, get up at 0 dark 30, get on the bus at 5:30, drive an hour and a half or hour, almost 2 hours, to Mojave Air and Spaceport. And this blast of freezing cold air hit us as soon as we got off the bus. Ugh. But they couldn't have the test flight, of course, because the winds are, it's a glider. The vehicle's a glider. So it's just too dangerous to fly in those conditions. And right. We wouldn't fly in those conditions out here either.
Yeah.
At Spaceport America. So we did here for 6 hours. Virgin did this wonderful, wonderful day for us of telling us about the propulsion systems, about how the vehicle is manufactured, what materials it's manufactured with, what the future astronauts will need to do in terms of getting themselves fit enough, what types of training that they would get along with their ticket prior to flight, what the seats will feel like. It was very interesting. And they had the actual people doing the projects. I sat next to Mike Stuckey, who's one of the pilots, and he's flown U-2s and the SR-71, an amazing pilot. One of my friends, Michael Lopez Alegria, who's a four-time astronaut, got the longest EVA, extravehicular activity record of any of the astronauts. He was there at Mojave. He's one of the master moderators for the symposium. There's lots of astronauts that come to the symposium.
Yeah. So you can read all about that trip that you made in your column
yeah.
that was printed this past week in the Las Cruces Sun News. And certainly gets us excited about Spaceport America. And Virgin Galactic does a great job on their website. So while you're exploring online, if you go to the Virgin Galactic website, I've linked to that many times at krwg.org. They have videos and they have all kinds of great stuff on there to learn about what they're doing. We just have a couple minutes left, believe it or not, Pat. What is next for the Space Grant Consortium?
Well, what we're working on right now is, as I mentioned, I went over to Las Cruces Public School District this morning. We're working on the new science curriculum, the integrated science curriculum. And what we hope is to get more experiments designed, built, and flown from the district through Spaceport America. And the goal is the International Space Station. If we increase the demand for the International Space Station, it is possible technically for that platform to go beyond 2020. And that's what I'm hoping through the CASIS, the Center for Advancement of Science and Space, that's the national lab on the International Space Station. Through the national lab, we can get experiments to the station. And I've told the district, there's a school district in El Paso that sent an experiment to the International Space Station. If they can do it, by gosh, we can.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. I mean, we certainly don't know the impact that Spaceport America may be having beyond New Mexico, but in addition to the work at NMSU and at Las Cruces Public Schools, we not too long ago had news posted at krwg.org that UTEP is involved now greatly in space exploration research as well. So,
and they're very good at it.
Yeah.
They're very good at it. And they beat us a couple of times on large, large programs that NASA will fund lab and development facilities at universities. We missed a real big one a few years ago, but they're doing a great job.
Well, folks can learn a whole lot more about the possibilities for Spaceport America and the entire business of commercial spaceflight at this year's International Symposium for Personal and Commercial Spaceflight. That is a mouthful, October 15th through the 17th at the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Maybe this is easier to register and find out more. You can go to ispcs.com. And I've been speaking with Dr. Pat Hines of the New Mexico Space Grant Consortium. Thanks so much for being here.